Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Zach of the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Thank God I have a blurry video of Nose right now. Good God. Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our top priority. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in Miami Shores. Somebody just texted in, by the way, on the text line, 305-567-0560. Best places for takeout, Stone Crabs. How about that, Nose?
What do you think, Zach?
I mean, I'm going with Delaware Chicken Farm first, that's for sure. They're number one on my list right now. You're welcome, Channing and my wife, for that one. Channing recommended it. My wife and my mom, my dad absolutely loved it. Take the Stone Crabs from there. But I'm going to give you a secret little life hack if you go to Delaware Chicken Farm. And I just gave it to Nose in the beginning of the show today. Yes, great seafood, great chops, great steaks, poultry, you name it. They have it there at Delaware Chicken Farm. This is not a commercial for them either. I do not get paid for this, although probably after this they should pay me. They have something there that's a specialty in the corner of the little deli area. It's called broasted chicken. Yes, you heard that correctly. Broasted chicken. Broiled and roasted chicken that tastes identical and looks identical to fried chicken, except it's so much better for some reason. I am a fried chicken connoisseur, and this has now jumped to very close to being the top of the list of any kind of chicken that I've taken out. So the broasted chicken at Delaware Chicken Farm is well worth it. It goes back to the text message for best places for takeout, Stone Crab. Best sides for Stone Crabs. Nose, I'll let you handle that.
Oh, that's the
best
sides. I mean, right. I go to Joe's at least once a year, and those cream spinach is butter. Their chopped salad is amazing. Fried oysters. But nothing better than the main show, which is the Stone Crabs with a mustard.
The only thing is mustard sauce.
When you go down to Miami, you might as well just, you know, take out a second mortgage for the meal. That's why I would say Delaware is probably a little better.
Stone Crabs are not cheap. They're not cheap wherever you go. They are not cheap, but they are well worth it. The smile on my wife's face in the kitchen right now is well worth whatever I paid for it today. From Delaware and all those places. So there you go. Thank you very much. But Delaware Chicken Farm would be my answer to that first question. I don't know about sides. I don't eat seafood. So I don't know what the best sides for Stone Crabs would be. I would probably just go to my normal one of saying potato or French fry.
Remember the time where we had a food blog and you didn't eat seafood on that food blog? That was that wasn't difficult to navigate around or anything.
Right. we did a pretty good one at oh, God, I'm forgetting the place now in Fort Lauderdale. Tell me
Shuck
the
place.
Shuck and Dive. Shuck and Dive. We walked in there, and you ordered about 900 different things off that menu. And for me, I got a Caesar salad and the Voodoo Spice wings, the hottest wings possible at that place can make. And I literally slurped those things down.
And you didn't break a sweat, and you asked the waiter for something stronger.
Right.
And they looked at you like this
I was crazy.
Is the best we got.
Right.
That's when I knew at least, you know, you're a picky eater, but I know you're a man when it comes down to spicy food. So
and
I'll give you that credit.
Thank you very much. And I just by saying that, and I don't think anyone really cares, but less than 25 years ago, I used to order chicken wings absolutely plain and dip them in honey mustard or ketchup.
That's gross.
That's what I used to do with chicken
wings. The ketchup part
makes
me think less of you. You shouldn't have brought that up. You were
No.
You were doing well.
I went from that to hot and wet and the hottest you could possibly give me with rub or spice, whatever you want to put on those wings. Now, Dan Day is a Louisiana native. Dan Day, I'm assuming at this point, has had some crazy spiced wings back in the day. But these were like the voodoo spice. I think that's what it was called, this place. Dan, you would have been proud of me, Dan Day. I know that you are a New Orleans native. You would have been very proud of your boy Zach here.
Both of you guys are making me so proud right now. Nose is going in there like me, ordering one of everything on the menu.
Everything.
And you, Zach, are eating the wings the way they're meant to be eaten.
Right.
Hot.
Hot.
I went in there and I got all that crawfish. I remember you looked at me like, what are you? You're gross.
Crawfish. Yeah. What else did you order? You ordered some other crazy stuff there too. Crazy for me, but not crazy.
I had a fried shrimp and fried oyster po' boy.
Ooh, a little peacemaker, we call that in South Louisiana.
That's phenomenal job. All right.
I love Dan Day.
That was good. We'll end that on the peacemaker.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. You'll get more of that, by the way, tomorrow morning from 6 to 10 when Dan Day's in with me on the morning show with Zach Duarte. I'm assuming this is where the show is going to go and head in that direction tomorrow. All right, let's get to some business we need to take care of. Let's go straight for the tight end pick of the week from the Nose. The Nose pick of the week coming up here in about 5 or 6 minutes. But give me that tight end you love this week, Nose.
I love Bobby Tonyan. Tonyan for the Green Bay Packers versus the Houston Texans. Listen, coming off a bad game, I expect the Green Bay offense to pounce and come back. And did you guys notice that after Jonnu Smith got hurt last week, that my boy, the backup tight end for Tennessee, Anthony Firkster, had 113 yards, one touchdown off of 8 receptions. Let me tell you, that was the backup tight end, what they did against Houston. Tonyan is better. That's all I'm saying. So he's going to have a big game. The middle of the field should be wide open. Robert Tonyan, if you picked him up a few weeks ago and he hasn't done much with you in the last few weeks, put him in your lineup. I really like him this week.
Someone just said after that chicken wing story, I almost want to stop listening to the show, facepalm.
I don't.
Back in the day, picky eaters.
I agree with you. You shouldn't have mentioned that you dip chicken wings in ketchup. That's really sacrilegious. It upset me.
100 years ago. Right.
And I need a timeout from you after the show for like 5 minutes.
Right. And then you see what I eat the chicken wings in now, and people are scared of me.
And then you totally redeem yourself.
Right. Sir, I apologize for that. And that story. Listen, no one hated it more than my dad, because when my dad used to go get the wings for us on like a Saturday or Sunday football game, he would get like a bucket of like dripping hot, nasty hot sauce and then tell them, and I also need, can I get 10 plain? And the guy's like, yeah, sure. What are you going to like throw them in? He's like, no, I just need 10 plain. And he wouldn't tell them why. And now I understand from your reaction and the texter's reaction at that point.
It's like somebody who asked for a pizza and then like takes all the cheese right off of it.
Right,
it's just,
right.
A sacrilegious thing.
I did it. I redeemed myself, but I did it at one point. I'm Zach Kranz, and I used to eat chicken wings dipped in honey mustard and ketchup. And now it's a little different because I can't get it. It can't be hot enough. Right. I can't get it hot. Someone just said that's like corned beef on white bread with mayo. Yeah, I know. It's close. I know. Here's the texters coming in left and right here. 305-567-0560. We got a couple more minutes left here for text if you have them in here. 305-567-0560. Otherwise, we're going to get to the Nose pick a week coming in here in a couple minutes. That's a funny text that somebody sent in. Right? That is funny.
That's like corned beef on white bread with mayo. That's perfection right there.
Right. That's a perfect text, and I will stop now at this point after that. That is a perfect text here. We did get to all the observations except for one. Any breakout player, do or die type that you recommend, all in like bomb or bust guy for a team, maybe hits a big number this week or whatnot. Is there anyone, and I know what one name you brought up earlier, but it all depends on if that game actually gets played. The Vegas game versus the Patriots. I know you liked a certain wide receiver there for that team. So if that game does get played, your pick for that question would be?
Yeah, like I love Henry Ruggs for a guy who could go out there and get you yourself a 50-yard touchdown if you have bonus touchdowns. So again, if you have players that are on bye or, you know, you have a Jarvis Landry type player who's been very average, you know, beyond average, if you would, I would say, you know what? Go with a Henry Ruggs and try to get yourself a bomb touchdown. Now, again, I wrote this show and I wrote this little bit before I found out 5 offensive linemen were going out. So he has to have, Derek Carr has to have time to drop back and have the time to throw the ball 50 yards down the field, which right now is extremely questionable. But listen, I think Henry Ruggs needs to be owned by all teams. I think his numbers are going to get better. So that's my boom type of bust type of guy, but I have him going boom if their offensive line is there.
Right. 305-567-0560 is the text machine if you want to get in here before we get out of here. Nose Pick of the Week's coming up here in just a minute. I'm just looking over Twitter to see if there's any new news on the Vegas or what's going on there. I'm really interested to see if they do keep this game somehow, some way on Sunday, legitimately what the offensive line looks like for Vegas, because they don't have enough bodies. Like, what do you, like, what do the NFL let this team play?
I don't think they do.
Right. Like, I think they have to wait till Tuesday so they can get that 5-day window. Right.
It's literally a safety concern for the quarterback and the running back. That's my true feelings on it. You can't just put guys that don't belong out there, that don't know the schemes, against that kind of defensive line. That's bad news. That's an injury waiting to happen. That's a concussion waiting to happen.
Right, right. It's an interesting one there. 305-567-0560. Trying to let a couple more people get in here for the text machine before we get out of here and figure everything else out.
I do see one.
Yes.
I see a Matt Ryan or Josh Allen.
There you go.
That one got caught in there, so I wanted to make sure we address that, because it's a really difficult one, because I think Matt Ryan at home versus Detroit is as good as it gets for Matt Ryan, but I cannot not start Josh Allen at the Jets. That's the guy who I'm starting that week. I can't imagine him having less than 30 fantasy points. Josh Allen at New York, slightly better than Matt Ryan at home versus Detroit.
All right, well, let's get to it. So if there are any more text messages, we can get to them before we get out of here tonight. We have Thursday Night Football coming up. Philadelphia and the Giants, 8:25 kickoff tonight. Let's get to the world-famous segment, the award-winning segment that we have here at the end of each of our shows. It is the Nose Pick of the Week, where the nose puts his nose on the line for the week, and this is who he loves the most. So, Week 7 NFL season starts tonight. The Nose Pick of the Week is...
Justin Jackson.
Ooh!
Chargers running back, a.k.a. the brain. The Northwestern grad is proving he is the guy in L.A. and not Josh Kelly. Last week, he outsnapped Kelly 41-24. And if that trend stays the same, like I believe it will, J.J. is in line for a huge game against the Jaguars, who are 29th against the rush so far this year. Zach, he's a wonderful flex option or an RB3. Again, I'm trying to give you players that are not super obvious. And this is a player that a lot of people are saying, do I start? Do I sit? What's the situation going to be there? Well, I'm telling you, start him, because I love him. Justin Jackson, the nose pick of the week.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, there it is right there. Justin Jackson, the nose pick of the week. I'm still trying to get over the one that says after the chicken wing story, I almost want to stop listening to the show, because now I feel bad that I pissed someone off that much with my chicken.
Well, you did.
Story.
You pissed me off, and we'll talk about it off air. But, you know, to dip wings into ketchup sounds like what a 6-year-old my daughter would do, who's, you know, yes, that's what my daughter, who's 9 years old, would
That's
do.
How my eating habits were in probably my
I gotta speak
teens.
To Papa Kranz, because, I, you know, it starts with him, and I don't know if he did you right. And
he wasn't very happy when I would do that.
It's called embarrassing.
Right. I think he was embarrassed every time we went out for wings. Yeah. It's not something now I'm proud of.
Do you like them breaded or naked?
Naked.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah. Maybe breaded when... Yeah, it was probably breaded when I was dipping them into ketchup, because they were like small pieces of fried chicken back in the day.
You were just eating bread and ketchup is what you were doing.
Right, that's all I was doing back then. By the way, the corned beef on white bread with mayo comment was from Big Scotty, who listens to us every single week here. Thank you, Big Scotty, for that text message as well. So we're waiting word, by the way, on the Raiders and what's going to happen with that game. Just be preventative, I guess. You could say, what's the best advice you can give someone if they are starting someone in New England and that Raider game, or trying to start someone?
The good news is that game is at 4:00. Okay. We will know. The good news again is we will know if that game is happening or not. And if that game is happening, as we discussed, we are keeping extreme caution on starting Josh Jacobs. We're going to go in every direction. If not, if the offensive line is starting, I understand you have to start Jacobs. I still don't like him. But if the offensive line is going, I actually don't mind Derek Carr to Waller and or Ruggs. So you have to monitor it. Be ready. Have backup options for all players. And the news will come up. Schefter will tweet that out with plenty of time in advance for you to make your fantasy decisions. So COVID may be around this weekend, but it will be you will be able to avoid the catastrophe, if you would.
Yeah, so that game was a Sunday night football game originally, now moved to 4:05 on Sunday. More than likely will be moved to Monday or Tuesday in that case as well. The Sunday night game now is Seahawks-Cardinals. Pretty good game on Sunday night football.
Kyler versus Russell?
Right. Yeah, pretty good matchup there.
That's called gold. Thank you, NFL. You made our Sunday nights simply better.
Sunday night football, more than likely every week, has a better matchup than even Monday night football. That used to be the crown jewel of the NFL, and that TV experience was Monday night football. It looks like Sunday night football has overtaken that as well. Bye weeks this week, Colts, Dolphins, Vikings, and Ravens. Do not start any of those Dolphin players, including Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's not even the starter anymore. That's just a PSA for anyone out there right now.
That was the text of the year, by the way.
It could have been.
Not only is he on a bye, but it's only the biggest national news in sports that he got benched.
Right. And biggest game of the weekend, Steelers-Titans, two undefeateds, 5-0, 5-0, you think?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. That's definitely the game of the week. So 1 o'clock, they're great games. It should be a great slate of football this weekend, and I just want everyone to get through it healthy and so we can have next week.
Well, exactly. That's all that matters at this point. All right, that is the Nose, my partner in crime. Follow him on Twitter at Spencer Knows, N-O-S-E. Dan Day, our DJ, back in the Intercom compound. And I am Zach from the morning show. I will speak to you tomorrow morning on the Joe Rose Show with Zach Krantz. Dan Day will be with me as well, Zach Duarte as well. Thank you for listening. Zach on the Nose Fantasy Football Show brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Good luck this week in fantasy football. Hope you get all the right starts in there. Hope you score plenty of points, unless you are playing me, and I hope you lose at that point. Speak to you next Thursday, 6 p.m. right here on 560 The Joe. What are you getting for Zach Ertz right now, though?
You're getting a bowl of Parmesan cheese. You are getting nothing.
Hey, Doc, you better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.